Brett Boatman, operations manager with CFA at Ballarat. So what we've been able to establish is there was a gas leak underground in the gas network downhill of where the incident actually occurred. And the gas leaking into the ground made its way into the stormwater system. And it appears that the gentleman using the jackhammers ignited that gas, which has caused the explosion. And once that occurred, all the manhole covers that were along that network of stormwater all popped off, which allowed the gas to vent and escape into the atmosphere.
So we're talking natural gas, and do we know how long it was leaking for or how big the leak was?
Not sure how long it was leaking. It was quite a significant leak in a high-pressure gas main. How long it had been leaking, we're not sure, but with these types of things underground, it's hard to tell they're leaking until they reveal themselves, as it did yesterday.
How many emergency vehicles turned up?
So I think CFA in total had about 12 fire trucks there, plus a number of police cars. There was at least 6 ambulances at one point in time. So it was a fairly big effort. We had about between 90 and 100 people working on the incident at its peak yesterday from a range of different services, so police, fire, ambulance, municipality, and other stakeholders involved from the energy companies and the like.
It blew off quite a few stormwater covers, I suppose. They're concrete and metal. What do we know about these and how much they weigh?
So I'm told by Mirrabool Shire that they weigh approximately 200 kilos each, and the Shire last night had barricaded off the areas where the covers had blown off, and I believe this morning they're in the process of putting those back into place. What it was yesterday was a good community effort from the Bacchus Marsh community. So there was quite a bit of disruption for a number of hours after the incident occurred when we had to close roads to keep the community safe. The community in Bacchus Marsh responded really well. The efforts of the Mirrabool Shire Council to set up a relief centre for people to go to was also a very, very good effort. And the key success is we're able to find the leak. It was treated and fixed up and get people back into their homes last night, which was the most important thing for us.